Romans chapter 16. I commend you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church at Cenchrea. So you see, there were women in the first century church who were active. That's very different to how things were in the other religions at the time of the first century when Paul was writing, where religion was really just for men. But because God values all people, men and women, and children, and adults, all kinds of people, therefore he values the role of these women. So he says, receive her in the Lord's name as God's people ought to, and give her whatever assistance she may need from you, because she herself has been a good friend to many people as well as me. Special greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in the service of Jesus Christ, who risked their lives for me. They laid their necks down for me, he says. I am indebted to them, not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles also, and greet also the church that meets in their house. So, therefore, you can see that the early churches met in houses. So there's no evidence that has been found by archaeologists that there were any big physical churches around in the first century. Clearly, the numbers of Christians were fairly small. Although thousands were baptized by Peter on the day of Pentecost, I think that that was unusual. That was just the start. And after that, really, apart from in the big church in Jerusalem to start with, I think most of these churches to whom Paul was writing were big enough to fit inside someone's house. So the numbers may not have been that great. So you could say that the brotherhood, the Christian community in the early days in the first century, was this big group of Jews who'd become Christians in Jerusalem, and then a network of house churches that were big enough to fit inside a house scattered throughout the Roman Empire. He goes on, greetings to my dear friend Epaenetus, who was the first fruits from Asia. He means that he was the first person in Asia to be baptized into Christ. Greetings to Mary, who labored so hard for you. Greet also Andronicus and Junius, my fellow Jews who were also in prison with me. They're well known amongst the apostles, and indeed they were Christians before I was. Greetings to Ampliatus, my dear friend in the fellowship of the Lord Jesus. So your best friends are those who are your friends in Christ. You see the bond of experience that Paul had with these people, some he'd been in prison with, others he'd worked together with preaching the gospel. And that is the bond. They're the bonds that will really give your friendships meaning. Otherwise, what else have you got in common with people? You like going to the same restaurant, you like the same kind of music. It's all very surface level. Whereas the bonds that unite us, if we are together in Christ, are far deeper. And we're going to live together forever with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that is not true of any worldly friends that we have. Greet also Urbanus, our fellow worker in the service of Christ, and to Stachys, a dearly beloved friend. Greet Apollos, whose loyalty to Christ has been proved. Greetings to those who are from the family of Aristobulus, and he may mean that the wider family of this man, perhaps his servants and others, had also been baptized, and maybe they were another little house church within Rome. Greetings to Herodian, my fellow Jew, and to the brothers and sisters in the family of Narcissus. My greetings to Tryphana and Tryphosa, who work hard in the Lord's service, to the dearly beloved Persis, who has worked so hard for the Lord. Greetings to Rufus, an outstanding worker for the Lord, and to his mother, who has also been, as it were, a mother to me. Greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and all the other Christian believers with them. Greetings to Philologus and Julia, to Nereus and his sister, to Olympus, and all God's people who are with them. Greet one another with a brotherly kiss. All the churches of Christ salute you. I urge you, my brothers, mark those who cause divisions and who damage people's faith, who contradict the teaching which you've received, and just keep away from them. So there are people that you need to keep away from, particularly those who are teaching something different to the gospel of Jesus. Because in the end, there will only be conflict and tears and upset from association with those people. Those who do such things are not truly serving Christ our Lord, but just their own desires. By fine words and very flattering speeches, they deceive innocent people. I think he's alluding to the serpent in the Garden of Eden. So he's not talking about genuine Christians who might have a different interpretation to you. He's talking about people who are like the serpent in Eden, just as Eve should have not listened to him. She should have said, "Go away, snake." But she didn't. She listened. And we know what happened. Everybody has heard widely about how faithful you are to the gospel, and because of this, I rejoice. I want you to be wise about what is good and simple about what is evil. And may God, from whom comes all peace, crush Satan under your feet soon. Now, Satan means an adversary. And I think that he has in view the fact that they lived in Rome, which was the capital of the Roman Empire, which was one of the great Satans or adversaries to Christianity. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you, and so do Lucius, Jason, Sosipater, my fellow Jewish believers. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, send you my greetings. Gaius, my host, in whose house the church meets, sends you his greetings. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus send greetings. So these Christian converts were quite a mix. There was Erastus, who was a treasurer of the city, and also Quartus, which was a typical slave name. It literally means number four, person number four, slave number four, Quartus. And so greetings from Quartus, this poor little slave, and Erastus, who was a city treasurer. They're spoken of in the same breath. Because all those differences, who's rich, who's poor, who's slave, who's free, who's just slave number four, and who's the city treasurer, has absolutely no meaning in Christ. Let us give glory to the God who is able to make you stand fast in your faith according to the gospel which I preach, the gospel about Jesus Christ, and according to the revelation of the mystery which has been hidden for ages in the past. But now, however, that truth has been revealed and manifested openly through the writings of the prophets, and by the commandment of the eternal God is made known to all nations, so that they might be obedient and believe. And now to the only true God, who alone is all wise, may there be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen.